A new report is offering solutions for recruiting and retaining teachers in high-poverty schools. Texas American Federation of Teachers President Linda Bridges says issues need to be addressed so every school is a school where teachers want to work and kids want to learn.
You don't have sometimes the right leadership in the school to help teachers and to help support them. Secondly, many of these schools fight for resources. Sometimes it's just the whole learning condition of the school.
Bridges says the AFT's Meeting the Challenge report reviewed several areas that should be looked at to keep teachers in hard-to-staff schools.
Do we have safe and orderly schools? Are these schools you want to send your own child to? Do we have the kind of professional development that helps teachers meet the needs that they have in the classroom? Do we have the right recruitment and hiring practices so that we can hire the right teachers into these schools?
She says school districts must support policy improvements and the state must provide funding to improve schools and give teachers incentives. Bridges adds it's not all about increased salaries, but about giving teachers the right tools to do the job. Amber Brown, Dallas. I'm Amber Brown. Statistics show that cyberbullying is becoming more common, with 43% of U.S. kids revealing that they have been victimized. Internet security and safety expert Marion Merritt says parents should educate themselves about online risks and suggest putting the computer in a public area inside the home.
25% of U.S. kids still have a computer in their room, or that's what the latest research shows, which is crazy, because if you get the computer in a private room, kids are more likely to engage in risky behavior.
Model Rachel Hunter is helping spread the word about cyberbullying after her daughter was victimized on a social networking site. Hunter says parents should communicate with their children and provide guidance for using the internet.
Never make them feel bad about the situation, even if they, you know, went on a site and you told them not to. Don't make them feel bad about it. Talk to them about it and communicate and be their protector.
Parents are urged to set guidelines for their kids about where they can go online and about putting personal information online. Security software can also be installed on the computer. Amber Brown, Dallas. The American Civil Liberties Union is challenging the alleged abuse of girls who were held in a high-security youth prison in Central Texas. ACLU Women's Rights Project attorney Mia Lewis says solitary confinement and strip searches practiced at the prison are illegal.
Each and every time, it's a full strip search. That is, the child has to take off all of her clothes. She has to squat and cough. She has to raise her arms and turn around. And all of this sexual exposure and the solitary confinement are incredibly damaging to children.
Lewis adds, although there have been improvements in the Texas Youth Commission, these practices have to stop. Amber Brown, Dallas.